Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. As promised, we're going to talk a little dogs right now with an expert. Mike Stone is with us. He is the chairman of the Golden Gate Kennel Club. They're going to be having their show at the Cow Palace. That's going to be this weekend. There are going to be two shows. If you're watching on twitch.tv, you can see Mike on one of our little webcams here. Mike, thanks for coming in. Really appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
Dog shows to me are fascinating, and I'm not the only one. It's always good television, and I'm always I don't think people should be surprised that it always gets good television ratings when we see dog shows, because we have this love affair with dogs that we just don't have with any other animal. Can you put your finger on why that the dog is our number one domesticated best friend?
I think the one reason is they enjoy wanting to make you happy. And as your puppies grow older, you guys build more of a stronger bond, and they're always wanting to please you as you want to have them to please.
It's amazing that if you take a wild animal and you baby it enough, and you almost humanize it over millennia, don't you?
Yes, indeed, indeed.
This might be the dumbest question you'll ever have, but I'm going to ask it anyway. It's hard for me to believe that you can take a wolf, a canine, and then say, that is from which the Dachshund derives, and the Great Dane, and the Rhodesian Ridgeback, and the Poodle. Are they all derivatives of the wolf?
Not necessarily of the wolf itself, but the canines have grown. Probably more of your Siberian, your Arctic breeds would probably more fall into your wolf categories,
mm-hmm.
where these other breeds were domesticated from, or were originated from, like Europe and Germany, like the Dachshunds and things like that. Those were developed for there, and they all had purposes. And there's like at the dog show, we have there's seven different groups, so there's seven different categories, which is hound, sporting, working, terriers, toys, non-sporting, and herding breeds. So all these different breeds have certain working functions.
Is it true that the Australian Shepherd is the smartest of all the dogs? I always hear that thrown around.
I will say they're one of the smartest. I wouldn't say they're the smartest, but they are one of the top dogs. Shelties are very smart. Poodles are very smart. They all do very, very well in obedience.
Now, of course, you might not want to answer this because you, quote-unquote, love all your children the same, but is there a dumb breed of dogs?
I wouldn't say a dumb breed. I mean, some are just more lazier or hard-headed.
Okay. More donkey-like?
Yeah, some are more aloof, and they don't just, you know, I don't want to do this.
Right. It's funny you say everyone had a job. Like, was the bulldog to herd the bulls? Was that true?
The bulldogs were used for bullying, and what they would do is actually grab a hold of the bull's snout and hold
wow.
on. And they're very strong in the jowl.
Wow. And then dachshunds would go in and ferret out ferrets out of holes
yes.
and things like that?
Yes. There are several different breeds that do that. They dig and they go down in the holes. And
all right, let's talk about the show because, and I've been to your dog show before. It's a lot of fun at the Cow Palace. And by the way, if you're interested, there's a family plan, two adults, two children for $59. Children under three are free. I find it, and you talk about categories, but for me, when you get best in show and you talk about comparing apples to oranges, well, you're comparing dogs that are just as different as can be. How is it that you can say, when you take in all the seven classes, that you'd say that is the very, very, very best? I mean, to me, it seems like an impossible task.
Well, first of all, it's one person's opinion on one given day.
Right.
So it's that judge's opinion on a given day. And it's just like when they're looking for a dog's movement, you know, they'll take them around and see how well they're moving out, or maybe they might stumble a little bit. So those things would help change the judge's decision on which dog that they would put up. I mean, usually when they go in, they see them, and sometimes they'll pick out two or three that they like right away, and then they'll work those dogs. And it's kind of a process of elimination, the way they structurally go over the dogs, because every breed has its own standard,
mm-hmm.
and that's recognized by the American, or is adopted by the American Kennel Club through the parent club of each breed. And then the American Kennel Club has a standard that the judges have to learn each standard for each breed, and that's what they judge each dog off of the standard.
Right. What does a collie do best? You're not going to judge that on a Bichon Frise.
Right. But every breed has its own. Like, there's heights for some breeds, length of body, angulation. You know, they look for shoulder placement, you know, head type. You know, some breeds have a narrower head. Some breeds call for a long head, you know, short ears, rectangular shape ears, tail sets. So each breed has its own standard. And in that standard, it gives you a detailed emphasis of what area is important for that particular breed.
How much is discipline a part of it? Because I kind of feel like if a dog, like, barks or if it, like, you know, snaps at someone, you'd be like, well, that dog's not very disciplined. You've just ruined everything. He's out.
Yeah. Well, they can't snap. Okay, you don't want that. That's mm-hmm. not acceptable right. in showing dogs. But, I mean, barking or something, you know, for enthusiasm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when the judge watches a dog, you know, they look for expression. They watch the dog go up and back, see how sound they are. They look when they have them go in a circle. They look for side gate, see how well they reach and drive. You know, if they carry a good top line or what they're taught, you know, depending on each breed, some breeds calls for a slight rise over the loin. It's like a greyhound. So those were things that the judge looks for when they're judging all the different breeds.
Have you ever had a dog go crazy and just because I don't know if there's like the point where maybe it's just what we thought this dog was a show dog and he's going nuts right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You get dogs that get really excited for showing. I've seen dogs that get really excited when they're in the ring and the public or the people start clapping for the dog.
Right.
So they get really excited with that clapping. So they get amped up for it.
Have you been bit?
Oh, yes. Not terribly, but yes.
What would be the worst one that you got bit, the worst injury?
Oh, I wouldn't say it's never terrible. I mean, it's never enough where I've had to have to go back and have major surgery. It's just usually a few nips in here, and, you know, my hand swells up a little bit. But
they don't have to, like, reattach your leg?
No.
Nothing
no.
like that?
I haven't lost a finger or had to do anything like that, no.
Knock on wood.
Yes.
It was funny, just on Thursday, Mike was talking about how he never lost a finger. Before we go to a break here, we have another segment with Mike on the other side, but what are two or three of your favorite breeds?
That's a hard question because I find that it's not so much the breed itself, it's the dog itself. So being in this industry, I find that, you know, it's dogs itself because not the breed, you know, it's the breed in general. But I find that having individual dogs have different personalities and aspects of the breed or, you know, they want to work hard for you and try to, you know, work with you and work for you and stuff.
Very cool. We're going to take a quick break. On the other side, more with Mike Stone. He is the chairman of the 2020 Golden Gate Kennel Club Dog Show right here at the Cow Palace. Two shows, Saturday and Sunday, and it's going to be 8 to 6, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. both days. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll come on back. We're here with Mike Stone, reminding everybody to check out the Golden Gate Kennel Club Dog Show this weekend at the Cow Palace. Shows Saturday and Sunday. And you think about, you know, dog shows on television and in movies. I'm sure you've seen Best in Show with the Christopher Guest gang and all those actors. And what did it mean to you? Because people should know that not only are you the chairman, but you also handle dogs yourself. How close was that movie and some of the neurotic mania that went with it?
It's real. Totally real.
I think the one thing that always kind of cracks me up is when and I don't know why, but when the handler has to trot with the dog, because it always seems like the women are dressed as if they're in the symphony as a violist or something. It's always like with the skirt. It's a very traditional, almost like British type of thing, isn't it?
Yes, it is, very much so. And remember, a lot of shows when we first started, a lot of this sport did come from Europe.
How much do you think nowadays, too, that some, because I know a lot of people are like, don't get a purebred, don't pay $1,000 for a dog, get a rescue dog, and it's almost like purebred dogs have a bad name now.
That's, That's a myth, in my opinion. I mean, you have these designer dogs that they're saying, you know, but you breed a dog that has one problem, let's say, you know, hip problems, and you breed it to another dog that has, you know, problems too. It doesn't get better.
Right.
I mean, people, it's a myth. It was a good marketing tool, but it's not the truth. I mean, I tell people, do the research, ask questions, want to meet the parents, really check out, you know, take your time and don't rush into it. Really study. I mean, there's rescues. Rescues are good. Rescues need to happen. It's important that, you know, we get out there. But it's also, it's the foundation that where these dogs have started. Raising a dog, it's built like building a home. You have to have a good foundation, and that's where the owners have to start. When they get a puppy, start building the foundation. Once you build the foundation, then you can start structuring and build your house, and that makes a good dog.
You know, that they say that some horses just can't be broken. They're going to be wild and ornery. Have you, especially as someone, by the way, you have your own business in Granite Bay where you have a kennel. What's the name of the business?
Granite Bay Kennels.
Granite Bay Kennels. There it is. You can't miss it. Have you had a dog where it's just like, this dog is pure evil, I can't help it?
Yeah, we've had dogs that come in, and we tell the owners, you know, after their stay, we suggest that they find like a house sitter, because the kennel environment wasn't really conducive for their dog. And so, because our thing is, we look out for the dog, and we want the dog to have a great experience at our facility, and that's having dogs. It's all important about, you know, having a dog, having fun with your dog, doing things with your dog. You know, dog shows, you can do other aspects of it. There's agility, there's obedience things that you can do. There's fast track at dog shows you can do. There's all kinds of things that are out there. AKC.org has a great website that you can go to. Golden Gate Kennel Club has a website. All this information's out there.
AKC, the American Kennel Club, that's where you get your papers on purity and such things?
That's where all of our dogs are registered with the American Kennel Club at the show. They are a giant registry body, and dogs that are AKC registered are purebred dogs. New breeds coming into the dog show world, they have to start somewhere. They start it off, but it's a registration. They have to start a registration book, and they have to show many years of lineage of purebred dogs, and then they get recognized by the American Kennel Club.
A couple more questions from Mike Stone for the Golden Gate Kennel Club dog show this weekend at the Cow Palace. Have you ever had a dog and thought, I'm taking this thing to Westminster, or I'm going to London? Like, do you think, like, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen, I have to show it to the world?
Oh, absolutely. There's dogs I've come across my path that I get, and it's like, I'm going, this dog's going to go well, we're going to do well, we're going to go to Westminster.
And you have the clout at this point to say, well, if Mike Stone says it's a good dog, it's a good dog.
I think so.
That's pretty cool to build up that type of rep, huh?
I've been doing this for 47 years, so it's been a lot of hard work, but what all works, hard work pays off. I mean, that's like the Golden Gate Kennel Club. We put a lot of work. This show's been around for over 100 years. I mean, we started in San Francisco for a long time. The first shows was at an old hotel and was done over 3 days or 4 days.
Wow. And this was like in the early
1900s? Early 1900s, correct.
Wow. Let's talk about some of the fun things that are going on. Saturday, I'm looking at some of the events, and the one that really sticks out for me is the All Breed Fashion Show at 2:45 p.m. And I would think something that goes beyond dog in a sweater.
Yep. The owners and their dogs dress up, and different characteristics for the breed, and then they dress up, and then you have the opportunity to walk the red carpet, is what we say. Walk the catwalk.
And then on Sunday, right before Best in Show at 6 p.m. at 5:30, and all you got to say is a collective, aw, Best Puppy in Show.
Yep.
I didn't know that you judged puppies.
Yep. The puppies are 6 months of age, minimum 6 months of age to 18 months of age. So there's a Best Puppy in class on Sunday. On Saturday, there's Best Owner Handler. And, of course, both days is Best in Show, a Best in Show winner each day, Saturday and Sunday.
Have you ever brought home the Best Owner/Handler Award?
I'm not eligible.
Oh, how about in the past? Oh, well, you've always been.
I've been a professional handler for 40. I mean, I started off when I was a young man.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not eligible for that category. But I've brought home several best in show ribbons in my lifetime, yes.
What is the best dog you ever had? Can you judge it?
Can I judge it?
Can you pick it? Like what?
Let's put it this way. I wouldn't say there's one particular dog. I've had several dogs in my lifetime that I've shown.
Let's just say right now, Queen Elizabeth says, I need the best dog you've ever had. Show me now. Who is it?
Well, I've had some great Basset Hounds that I've shown over the years.
Wow.
I've had some wonderful Alaska Malamutes. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, it happened to be my own breed, but yes.
When you say your own breed, what does that mean?
It's a breed that my wife and I raise and show.
Is it called the Stone or the Granite Bay?
No. Just Alaska Malamutes. Our kennel name is Silver Ice.
Silver Ice.
Yeah.
That's the other thing, too. When I look at some of the dogs, it looks like they have 19 names.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait, what's going on? Is that the trainer and the kennel and the...
A lot of the beginning, the prefix of a lot of the names are kennel names. So it'll be like, you know, Stony Ridge, Jonathan, and then there'll be Stony Ridge, you know, whatever. But there, mm-hmm. a lot of kennels put their prefix on the beginning of the dog's name and the registered name. But then they'll have a call name, what we call a call name, which is a short name. So, you know, mm-hmm. come on, Johnny, let's go.
Right. Ginger.
Exactly.
Have you ever had as you just said, I mean, I would probably say yes when you said best in show is pretty real. Have you ever had an epic meltdown of an owner saying, you're an idiot, my dog was best, you don't know what you're doing here?
Of course.
What would be a great story about when there was a meltdown like that?
People have their own opinion, and I just, you know, I try my best, all I can say to them, and, you know, if they want to go someplace else, they can go someplace mm-hmm. else. But, you know, I put my heart and soul in doing this. I've worked very hard for many years. I'm very talented at what I do. That's what helps me achieve my goals with the dogs and getting into the dogs and, you know, getting a good relationship with them and in putting them through their paces.
What do you think about cats?
Cats are great.
Okay.
I have a cat. Okay. I have one cat.
You have one cat amongst a thousand dogs?
Yes.
The cat has the run of the house, obviously.
Of course.
Right. What did you know, when I was growing up, it was in the 70s, it was the Doberman Pinscher. That was the one that we were all scared of. And, of course, you know, German Shepherds were guard dogs. But then we went sort of into this Rottweiler phase in the 80s. And now
the Omen.
Yes.
That was the movie that made Rottweilers.
Wow, you're right. And then Pit Bull Terriers. You know, there are a lot of times when people say, oh, if you had a pit bull, you know how loving and great they are. But then again, how genetically disposed are they to attack and turn on their masters? Because, you know, I've always heard like the St. Bernard is the number one for turning on their masters.
All breeds have a purpose. Like I said, your terriers, they're bred. They're varmint dogs. They're ratters. That was what they were bred for. Mm-hmm. Your sporting dogs are to go out and either hunt and flush. Your hounds are scent hounds or sight hounds. So all these dogs have a purpose. Your toy dogs are companion dogs. You have your herding breeds, which would go out in the field and herd livestock. You know, so they all have pit bulls, American Staffordshire Bull Terriers, whatever. They're all. I've shown some. They're a great dog. They have good temperaments. The thing is, as I said earlier, it's all about the foundation and teaching right from wrong. Mm-hmm. It's just like people. You have good people and you have not so good people. It's just the way that you're brought up and mm-hmm. where your values are.
You ever had a pointer?
Yes.
Do they really point?
Yes, they do.
Very cool. All right. Once again, you can go. Where do you go online for the tickets, by the way?
You can go to Golden Gate. KennelClubDogShow.com. You can also get $2 discounts at Pet Club.
Very good. 135 different breeds of dogs. There will be over 1,000 dogs, two different shows. It'll all begin this Saturday at the Cow Palace, 8 a.m. to 6, Sunday, 8 a.m. to 6 as well. And best in show both days will be at 6 p.m. This is your Super Bowl, your Christmas, your 4th of July. It's all this weekend. How exciting for you, huh?
It's exciting. We've been down there. I've been at the Cow Palace since Monday setting up, so it takes us a few days to get this all set up.
You've
got to
clear out that Dickens Fair, right?
Exactly.
Hey, Mike, thanks for coming in, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Really appreciate it. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll talk to Bruce Marshall, a little hockey, on the other side. Come on back.